we're also hoping to record those concerts and market them as video cassettes.
For colleges and also for the general public?
Yeah.
How do you feel about video? I mean, it's something that's grown over the last few years, certainly now that the Japanese have produced machines that you and I can go out and buy for £300, it's made it much more accessible to the general public. And it seems to have followed through into music, that a lot of groups these days, if they want to be successful, go out and record a video in advance of the release of the single often.
Yeah, I think the video as a promotional tool is now more valuable than probably anything else. It does have a tremendous potential, and a lot of particularly new artists are probably more conversant with the best way to use video than people like myself. I really don't know the value of performance on video. If you look at the well-directed stuff, Scorsese did Last Waltz, which is highly flawed, in my opinion. A great effort and interesting to watch, but certainly not a lasting document.
Why did you decide to satellite the and broadcast both on TV and radio the last two performances? Why did you want to do that?
Partly it was in response to to an offer from 20th Century Fox to do it, because somebody has to try it first, and it has to be a band, I suppose, with the clout to whip up the kind of enthusiasm and pre-sell audiences and pre-sell into certain areas of, you know, to TV stations and cable companies and everything else. The Stones wanted to do it and didn't have the time to put the deal together, and I think a couple of their attempts to do it on their tour have come to fruition. You know, I mean, the kind of deals that they were making have come to fruition for us. We're not trying to do it because we have any great ideas for it. Partly it's to reach a wider audience, because it's our last tour. There's a lot of people that can't afford to come and see us, don't particularly want to come and see us in the large arenas that we're performing in, but do want to see us play. I particularly like the idea of simultaneous performances in college campuses, because I think that just as cinema, where you've got an audience full of people all watching a film, is a different experience to TV, because of the fact that, you know, a large number of people in a building all focused on one thing, that it's this energy going in one direction. It's a very strange and hard to define chemistry, but it feels different, you know. And I suppose in music, in live performance, it's very different being in a band and sitting in a recording studio for 6 months and actually going out on a stage. But they're so incredibly different. Recording is so intimate and private and personal, and the line of communication between the record, the black plastic, you know, that comes out at the end of a recording session, and the listener at home is so pure. And the kind of rock concerts that the Who are doing at the moment, the large arenas, are so impure that, you know, it's like at the moment, I suppose people are looking for something in the middle, something which, where you reach large amounts of people, you touch them directly, but you don't have to make them go through the incredible physical discomfort of going to large arenas.
Are you concerned in any way about the way in which the Who will sound and the way in which they will look visually once it goes out on the satellite cable system?
Yeah, we're actually controlling that side of it ourselves. We're using an English production company with people that we know and trust, and we've got our own director, and we're living in hope that it will all work out well. With the reason we're doing 2 days, the first day is a warm-up, and we hope on that day to iron out any technical problems that there are. It's going to be as good as we can possibly make it.
What about the future for video? Do you see yourselves doing something, quite aside from doing a live concert performance as you are in Toronto, have you any interest, for example, in doing a production specifically for video and not as a live performance?
At the moment, no, I don't. I really feel a little bit left behind creatively. I feel that although I've had more skill and more sort of chances to develop some kind of stance and some skills in terms of filmmaking and video than a lot of other people have, I still haven't had half as much as I have had with music. And I suppose really that, you know, the pivot point is my work as a writer. I've tried to write film scripts, none of which have ever succeeded in coming to fruition. And in, you know, the last analysis, I always go back to what I'm best at and what I find easiest to do, which is to write music and record it. But I do think when you look around at you, as I said before, a lot of new performers, their study of video, their education in that particular field and working with that media and exploring it as a new, you know, really very vital artistic channel, their expertise with recording is growing at the same pace as their expertise in video production. So I should imagine, you know, people as diverse as Human League and Steve Strange are going to come up with good stuff in the future.
Now, you mentioned those two. They are, if you like, the vanguard of the new wave, the techno-pop, the electronic pop groups, Visage and Steve Strange, certainly. They've excelled in video much more than they have in the music. Visage, commercially, are not as successful, say, as Human League, who had a great deal of success earlier this year with Dare, the album, both here in Britain and in the United States. But they've always tended to take a lot of importance in video, particularly Visage.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good thing? Because, I mean, it does save bands and artists from going out on tour and taking chances that they're going to make money out of them. Much cheaper way of doing it and getting the message across. Do you think they're more successful that way?
I don't know. I just know that it's more in control, and it's probably again coming back to it. It's more of a lasting. There's something strange about taking a performance and recording it, because it means that you're committed. You're frozen in space and time, and although you can edit something again and again, and although you can fix the dodgy bits and everything else and get the camera angle and the lighting right and put on 20 layers of makeup, which both these groups that I've just mentioned do, severely glamorize themselves, although you do all that, you still are committed to being frozen in time. Once you put that video cassette out, you can't change it. One of the things that have helped The Who to survive such a long time is that when we've made a poor record, or when we've made a record that we're unhappy with or hasn't been successful for some reason, we've been able to go out and blow away the cobwebs by doing an incredibly good show. You know, bring ourselves up to date all the time. And I think live performance is something which I hope is never really ever neglected. I think live music is an incredibly important part of the music scene. But inevitably, to make video productions entertaining, the music has to be sublimated. It has to be a little bit less important, perhaps.